What kind of snow do you get? Is it mostly wet or is it dry?
In the middle of the winter, you'll get a dry snow, and then in the spring and the fall, you'll get wet snows.
Yeah. Are there different names for different kinds of snows that you get?
No, I don't think so.
I was wondering, would you call a dry snow a powder?
Well, some of them do, probably. Okay.
They call it in the mountains. They talk about skiing.
Yeah,
snow.
Yeah.
Okay. They do up there. Okay. We don't get that here.
When it warms up in the spring, what do they call that? Call it the spring.
Spring thaw.
Yeah. Okay. Do they Let's see. You mentioned ice. You mentioned the real thick ice that sometimes gets on the lake. Or do they have a name for real thin ice? Is there a name for that? I'm just wondering if there are names for different kinds of ices or snows in this area that people may not know about.
Not necessarily.
Okay. These are just a couple of comparisons I was wondering about what people might say. If it's been a real calm day and all of a sudden, like it did earlier today, the wind begins to increase. And you and your wife were sitting here. What would you say to her? Boy, the wind is really
really blowing.
Okay. Would you ever say picking up or
picking up? Yeah.
And how about when it begins to decrease again? You would say the wind's
the wind is.
What'd you say?
I don't know.
Would you say calming down?
Calm.
Or going down.
Getting calm.
Okay. Just a few
it's
more
just
here.
It's like ice outside. My goodness,
yeah,
it's
it
cold.
Might snow tonight.
It's just like ice.
Yeah, it's cold out there today.
I
it really
hope
is.
It didn't break just
off. I remember one time, 4th of July, us kids had firecrackers, and we got up 4th morning, and we went barefoot a lot, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And went out to shoot firecrackers, and our feet got cold. Had to go put shoes on.
Do people have what do people say around here when it's really hot weather and they're talking to each other? They say it's hotter than I'm just wondering about different comparisons folks use. Do they
hotter
say
than hell.
Yeah? Is that what they say?
Yeah.
Hotter than hell. How about cold when it's cold? Are they colder than do they use the same thing?
Yeah, a lot of them.
Okay. Now, in the wintertime when you breathe and you can see your, when you breathe
breath.
Out. Yeah, yeah. And what you call when, these are just kind of pronunciation items I was interested in. If you exhale air and then what do you do to it? When you take it back in, you are.
Inhale?
Yeah,
is that what
or,
you're talking about?
Or breathe.
Yeah.
Can I get you to pronounce that? Breathe?
Breathe.
Yeah. And how about, does it get real, do you have a lot of dry weather when it doesn't rain much around here?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Sometimes. Crops, where they haven't got good water rights, see we irrigate.
Mm-hmm.
They dry up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you bet.
What do they call that when it's a real dry period?
Drought.
A drought. They ever call it a dry spell?
Oh, yeah. They call it a dry spell. But they call it a drought.
Okay.
We've had a 2-year drought.
And during that time, again, this is just, I'm just wondering about comparisons people make. Well, they would say, boy, it's drier than, do people make comparisons like that? Say it's drier than,
yeah.
Drier than the Sahara Desert? Or drier?
Oh, yeah. You hear them say all kinds of things.
What are some of the things you hear people say in this area?
I've heard them call it a duster.
A duster. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's a duster.
Yeah, she's a duster. You mentioned earlier some of the wheat and barley and stuff. What are the kind of cultivated grasses do people grow in this area?
They grow brome grass, orchard grass, crested wheat.
Okay.
Mostly crested wheat is for dry land mostly.
Mm-hmm.
I used to work for the government,
mm-hmm.
and I had to know all my grasses. And I majored land in 33. I majored land for about 10 years.
I see.
And I had to know all the crops and all everything. I run a transit major that way. And then the last 3 years, I majored it with aerial photographs.
I see.
And I never went to school to learn any of that.
Got then, it all from experience.
And then they got the Soil Conservation Service in. And you know, I had to go out and teach them to major, and I had never been taught in my life. I just taught myself.
That's the best education you can get, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the truth.
On yourself. Self-taught.
But it burned me up so.
What are some of the local trees in this area? You mentioned cotton.
Oh,